Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary and it's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. Today is Tuesday, May 9th. I'm reading from the New International Version and we are continuing our second day in Ecclesiastes. In fact, we're going to finish today. So we read the beginning and now we'll read the end of Ecclesiastes. I used to mention a lot the Bible Project videos. Now, if you want a great overview in about 8 minutes of the book of Ecclesiastes, I encourage you to go to the Bible Project. You can search it on YouTube, Bible Project, and just put in Ecclesiastes. And they have a great summary. But I want to kind of remind you a few things that I learned from their video as we wrap up the book of Ecclesiastes. Remember yesterday we talked about the teacher saying that all of life was a vapor, kind of like smoke? Well, the teacher is trying to encourage us today or throughout the book to accept the fact that everything is a vapor and let this be an encouragement to us that life is acknowledging that we are totally out of control. Now, that doesn't sound very encouraging, but what he's trying to get at is that in the midst of realizing that ultimately we have no control, we can enjoy the gifts that God gives us, the gift of friendship and family and a good meal and a sunny day. These are all things that we can't really control, but it frees us up to enjoy life as it comes to us. And in this last chapter, he is just prodding us along to fear the Lord and to keep God's commandments. Ecclesiastes chapter 12. Remember your Creator in the days of your youth, before the days of trouble come, and the years approach when you say, I find no pleasure in them. Before the sun and the light and the moon and the stars grow dark, and the clouds return after the rain. When the keepers of the house tremble, and the strong men stoop. When the grinders cease because they are few, and those looking through the windows grow dim. When the doors to the street are closed, and the sound of grinding fades. When people rise up at the sound of birds, but all their songs grow faint. When people are afraid of heights and of dangers in the streets. When the almond tree blossoms, and the grasshopper drags itself along, and desire no longer is stirred. Then people go to their eternal home, and mourners go about the streets. Remember him before the silver cord is severed and the golden bowl is broken, before the pitcher is shattered at the spring, and the wheel broken at the well. And the dust returns to the ground it came from, and the spirit returns to God who gave it. Meaningless, meaningless, says the teacher. Everything is meaningless. Not only was the teacher wise, but he also imparted knowledge to the people. He pondered and searched out and set in order many proverbs. The teacher searched to find just the right words, and what he wrote was upright and true. The words of the wise are like goads. Their collected sayings like firmly embedded nails, given by one shepherd. Be warned, my son, of anything in addition to them. Of making many books there is no end, and much study wearies the body. Now all has been heard. Here is the conclusion of the matter. Fear God and keep his commandments, for this is the duty of all mankind. For God will bring every deed into judgment, including every hidden thing, whether it is good or evil. Thank you for listening along as we read God's Word together. I mentioned our high school graduates yesterday, and today I just want to pray for them by name, the ones that are listed in our program from Sunday. And then I just want to ask you to pray for the ministerial staff as we are away. We left yesterday to go to Gunnersville, and we'll be back tomorrow. Just pray for us as we plan for the future and as we ask God to guide us in the ways that he would have us to go as a church, as a fellowship, and independently, personally, and in our relationship as we work together. Will you pray with me? Father, thank you for this opportunity we have to pray together. We want to lift up the names of these students who are going off to college or new ventures. We ask, Lord, that you would be with them, that you would guide them, that you would continue to draw them to yourself. You would help them to make good choices and to have their joy complete in you. And so in that regard, I pray for Parker Avery and Kate Cooper and Lizzie Cooper and Will Decker and Andrew Dennis and Ellie Foshi and Madison Goodman and Carter Goodson and Miggy Grant and Pierce Holbert, Hayes Hopper, Sam Hunt, Kate McMillan, Ford Moffitt, Benjamin Parrott, Vance Phillips, Walker Ray, Alex Roberts, Barclay Stewart, and Bates Whetstone. Bless them, Lord, we pray. May they continue to see us as their church, as a place where they can return and flourish. Lord, give them just the opportunity to go off and to learn new skills that can ultimately be used for your glory and their good. And thank you, Lord, for each listener. I pray, Lord, that today would be a day of delight where they fear you and they obey you and they recognize that today is the gift. And whatever comes today, Lord, help them to know that while they are not sovereign over it and they can't control it, you are sovereign and you are good and you love us so much. Thank you, Lord. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.